Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Chrissy. So do you guys sometimes freeze food in a freezer just to keep it fresh a little bit? Well, here is some tiny little knowledge for you guys to know. The freezer is really good for preserving food, but the refrigerator, which is the layer below, is not as good. But anyways, let's take a look at today's sentence and let's talk about the story of frozen food. Food is delicious, not to mention kind of important for life, but food also goes bad, so humans have invented many ways to preserve it to eat later or far from where it was harvested. Some of these methods require unhealthy chemicals or degrade the food's nutritional value. Food is delicious, not to mention kind of important for life, but food also goes bad, so humans have invented many ways to preserve it to eat later or far from where it was harvested. Some of these methods require unhealthy chemicals or degrade the food's nutritional value. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢是 delicious。delicious 呢指的是美味的。举例来说呢，我个人认为啊 ，delicious food doesn't necessarily has to be expensive， 就是美味的食物啊，并不一定要很昂贵才吃得到。那它的名词呢，则是 delicacy。delicacy 呢，指的是佳肴的意思。然后记得它这边的发音 ，d e 呢是发微笑的嘴型 ，a de， 那 l i 呢只是发短音 ，c a 也是发短音 ，delicacy。Delicacy. 那我们可以说 a lot of foreigners came to Taiwan for the delicacy we have in the night markets. 很多外国人啊可能都是为了我们夜市里面的佳肴慕名而来。那还有一个形容词呢可能跟美食比较无关呢指的是 delicate. Delicate 呢其实指的是易碎的虽然它也有一个精致的感觉在。可是 delicate 呢它后面 CAT 要记得是发短音额的音只有 cut 的感觉。那我们可以说 This artifact is quite delicate, so please handle with care. 这个手工艺品呢非常易碎，所以请你拿的时候呢务必要小心。再来我们来看的是 invent。invent 呢指的是发明啊或者是创造的意思。它的重音呢是在 V-E-N-T 的地方 invent。那 invent 的例句的话同时也是一个有点困扰我有点久的问题就是说 Is math invented or discovered? 数学这个东西啊到底是被发明而来的呢还是被发现的呢那再来呢我们要来看的是它的名词是 invention 重音一样在 VEN 的地方指的是发明物的意思那我们可以说 come to think of it traffic lights are probably one of the greatest human inventions in modern society 在这个现代社会里面啊其实你仔细想一想就会觉得这个红绿灯啊是一个很聪明很棒的发明物之一再来我们要来看的是 preserve preserve 呢指的是保存的意思啊这个 S-E-R-V-E 这边呢有发 Z 的感觉 serve preserve 那记得这边 P-R-E 也是发短音 E 的音那这个 preserve 呢主要是用在比如说保存食物啊有一个保存新鲜的概念 preserve 它的名词呢则是 preservation 它的 P-R-E 呢是发微笑的嘴型 A 重音在 V-A 的地方是 A 的感觉 preservation 是保护啊或者是维护那除了食物之外呢也非常可以用在像是古迹啊或者是建筑物的保存那我们可以说 This temple was almost destroyed in World War II and then it was preserved until today 这个寺庙呢在二次世界大战中几乎被摧毁可是它的残骸呢保存至今那 reserve 的话呢则是有保留一个位置的感觉所以你打去餐厅或者是打去 hotel 你都可以跟他说 I would like to reserve a table 就是我想要定位或者是说 I would like to reserve a room 我想要订这个房间都可以用这一个字那它的名词呢就是 reservation 指的是也是保留跟预约的意思像是我们可以说 I made a reservation at the restaurant at 7 today so please be there on time 我在7点的时候呢有定位这家餐厅了所以你一定要准时到那 conserve 的话呢则是有把一个区域特别保留起来的感觉所以大家看有没有在 Discovery 上面看过这种野生动物保护区啊那种就叫做 wildlife conservation 因为现在我们的社会已经开发非常非常多的地方所以这一种就是为动物专属留下来的保护区保留区非常非常重要再来我们要来看的是 harvest harvest 呢指的是收获的意思它的 A 呢是发 R 的音 VEST 呢是发短音 E harvest 那有一个动词呢，跟它很像，叫做 reap， 指的也是收割的意思。它在英文里面有一个谚语呢，叫做 as you sow, so shall you reap。第一个 sow 呢是 sow， 指的就是播种的意思。那这句话其实翻成中文，简单来说就是你想要怎么收获，要先怎么栽。再来我们要来看的是 degrade， degrade 呢指的是降级的意思， G-R-A-D-E 这个字呢，它原本除了成绩之外呢，当动词啊也可以指的是给成绩或者是分级的意思，像是说 How would you grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of how detail oriented are you？ 就是在细心度上面来说呢，你会怎么给自己评分，那1到10可以让你评分，所以 degrade 呢有一个底的感觉，所以就是降级。那 upgrade 大家可能还蛮常听到的，就是说升级的意思，像是说 He filed a meaningless complaint in hopes of getting an upgrade of his hotel room。 他提出了一个毫无意义的抱怨啊，只是希望，为了希望就是他房间可以升级啊。当然大家还是不要当奥客啦。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time。Food is delicious, not to mention kind of important for life. But food also goes bad, so humans have invented many ways to preserve it to eat later or far from where it was harvested. Some of these methods require unhealthy chemicals or degrade the food's nutritional value. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. And remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!